Yeah, I think we were slightly under par with the bat, and we felt as though as the day went on, the wicket got a little bit better. It was a little bit tacky up front and hard to score. But yeah, we felt like we were a little bit under par, and we had to come out and take wickets. And that was our aim all the way through the innings, was to keep taking wickets. And luckily we did that.
Having batted on it first and having played here before, I'm sure you'd have said to yourselves in the dressing room, yeah, but it isn't as easy as it looks out there.
Yeah, I mean, you get good value for shots. So as soon as the ball pierces the infield, it goes for four. So it looks as though it's coming on nice. But I think, yeah, if you can look away from that, then the wicket was a really good cricket wicket. I can't praise the groundsman enough. I thought it was awesome. You know, there was carry there. There was a bit for the bowlers, but if you get it wrong, it was good for the batters as well. So, yeah, we knew that we were slightly under par with the bat, but we had to make up for that with the ball, and luckily we stuck together as a unit and did.
Equally credit for Milan and Franklin with the bat, and also down the order, it just kept on chipping away, didn't it, to get that total up?
Yeah, and I think we've done it a couple of times this season now where the lower order have got us helped us get to a score, and I think that it's important as we go through that the runs don't come from the same people and that everyone has to chip in at some stage. And yeah, the lower order today got us those 20 or 30 extra runs that made that score that little bit harder to chase.
Is that the best you bowled this year?
I felt really good against Essex. I felt in good rhythm the whole time. You know, even the two one-day games against Gloucester and Sussex, like, even though I got hit around a little bit, I've still felt really good when I've bowled. I felt like that something like that was around the corner. I just had to stick to my guns and just keep practicing as hard as I can, keep it as simple as possible, and thankfully it worked today.
The frustrating thing for Middlesex as well is probably they'll look at it now, two games to go, they need two wins and hope results go their way, but actually to this point they've played pretty good List A cricket, but just on a couple of occasions haven't got over the line.
Yeah, that's it. I think you look at the Kent game at Canterbury and you look at the Gloucestershire game at Lords, and the rain out against Sussex. I think we've played good cricket. We missed key moments. I mean, I wasn't there at Canterbury, but certainly against Gloucestershire. Here we kept our foot on Glamorgan's throats and made sure we tried to take wickets all the way through. Against Glamorgan, we didn't take those wickets and we lost the game. So, we've learned from our mistake in that game because it was a very similar sort of chase. I think the important thing for a team that's still learning and growing in one day cricket as we are, that we learn from our mistakes and try not to make them twice, and we did that today.
Big test last up, a Friday night in Essex.
Yes, yeah, I'm looking forward to fielding on that far boundary. I've been abused a few times over there, so I look forward to getting over there. It's always a jovial crowd, and hopefully we can keep ourselves alive in this tournament.